This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and of course,
the fabulous.
When you have a dog that is.
I was getting ready to introduce you.
Oh, you are? Okay, go ahead.
The fabulous, the lovely, yes. The talented.
Yeah.
Dudley Stephan.
Yes, here I am, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, Jennifer Horn in Los Angeles, here at your service and on your side. The television report coming up later on in this hour. A lot of people are talking about the inmate who died 2 hours after the start of the execution. Same old, same old. Why do we still have executions?
And
why
I'll quote his,
don't we stop?
The what was it? He killed his wife,
yeah.
And her father.
Yeah, right. That'll do it.
And
yeah.
The sister said, why do we care what he went through?
Right.
Nobody's remembering what my father and my sister went through.
Well, why? Yeah, that's part of it. But there are people who want to make a deal out of this.
But
Rishi.
This will overshadow, and that's the thing.
Right.
There's botched attempts right. like that. This is going yeah. to overshadow the reason that we have this.
Yep.
Do you think it's actually, I mean, this could be a plot. Maybe somebody out there wants to eliminate the death penalty so they're not making these lethal injections right.
You think one person wants to do that?
Wow.
There is a whole raft of opposition to this here and around the rest of the world. It just is, for me, it's practical. It costs so much money to house these people and to go through
the
appeals.
The thing is, the money that we spend to actually put them away is like 10 times what it costs just to keep them in jail,
right.
Which is ridiculous.
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, and I've told you guys this before, the death penalty is a rough one for me because any time you play God, it's rough. These people choose to play God,
yeah.
which is why they end up there. But I had a friend whose grandparents were killed by the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, and for her, it was a way for to watch him. She would be, I mean, obviously he died in prison, but for her to be part of watching him take his last breath, she said, would provide her with the closure that she needed to move on. So you, until you're a victim,
why?
Until you're one of these families.
Yeah.
My wife is a victim. Her father and her brother were murdered.
Yeah.
And I don't know how she does it and how she did it, but she made peace with it. And she just said, I can't carry that weight. It's just not worth it.
It's huge.
And, yeah.
It could take your whole life.
I mean, oh.
You know, they murder one person and they take the lives of 10.
Right. Exactly.
So. All right. Update on a big story from yesterday. Many of you remember that the latest food scandal in China was focused on Burger King and McDonald's. Well, it turns out Starbucks, who would have thought Starbucks would be involved in this Chinese food scandal, but it is. McDonald's Corporation and the KFC parent company Yum Brands apologizing to customers in China after it surfaced that one of the food companies they use locally that is owned by a U.S. company was using chicken whose date had expired. Now, what does that mean, the date? It's supposed to not be any good on this magic date. I always find that interesting. We have to do that
like
with the raw
know.
Milk that we
yeah.
sell at the store.
So wait a minute. They can put lead in our kids' toys, but we're not allowed to give them day-old chicken?
But apparently, that's well, no, it's day beyond certification.
Day beyond old chicken.
Right, yeah, right. And so now, the folks at Starbucks, apparently they're serving chicken sandwiches at Starbucks. Is that true?
They serve lunch items, yeah.
Do they really? Okay, well, one of the items, and this sort of speaks to what I said yesterday when we were talking about the Listeria recall of some fruit that had been packed by this company in California, and I noted that it was being sold by Costco and Trader Joe's, mm-hmm. to stores that are not necessarily in the same category, but yet if you go investigate, you find more and more of the same sources being used by these various companies up and down the line. Same holds true here. Starbucks would not be considered necessarily the same sort of vendor as Burger King and McDonald's, but yet they get chicken
mm-hmm.
from the same place. So what does that tell you about their real interest in serving in an upscale? What it does is show you how good advertising is.
Well,
I'm not
going to
bite I'm not biting myself in the foot here. I'm an advertising guy. That's what I make my living, selling products to you. That's how this program exists. As my daughter aptly puts it, I'm filler between commercials. So in doing that, I'm going to tell you that oftentimes a company like Starbucks creates an image because they have good advertising. Their coffee's nothing special, and the food they serve apparently is nothing special, but it's the ambiance. You just go in, you order, you stand in line.
And I don't know about you, but the food that I eat at Starbucks makes me feel better than
really, because it's Starbucks.
It's probably the marketing, yeah.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, right. So the food safety
concerns. The upscale marketing makes you feel like it's healthier.
Right.
Yeah, right. And so is that my fault?
Yes.
I guess maybe. We've done a better job at selling this stuff. Okay, so let me try my hand at selling you BuzzBox coffee. A lot of us are talking about Starbucks. A lot of people who have been drinking Starbucks coffee for years, Dunkin' Donuts coffee for years, or the same old, wherever you go, you'll be interested as this portion of the program brought to you by Starbucks, good Doug, by BuzzBox coffee. There's some kind of a Freudian in there. Why are you drinking stale coffee? Coffee that you don't really like? Did you know the roasted coffee bean is extremely perishable? Once the roasting process is completed, the clock starts ticking. If you thought that dog years went by quickly, the roasted coffee bean ages 1 year every 4 hours. Think about that. Proper packaging can slow the aging process, but coffee is at its optimal freshness during the 2 week period after it's been roasted. While the majority of coffee companies hide behind expiration dates, BuzzBox coffee proudly comes with a roasted on date right on the package. This may seem not very significant to you, but it speaks to BuzzBox coffee being such a high quality product. Check out the coffee you buy and see if you can even find an expiration date on the bag. Oftentimes it's some arbitrary date in the future. As far as an entire year after that coffee has been roasted, my God, can you imagine? Now you have a choice. Why not enjoy the best of the best coffee? USDA certified organic coffee, shade grown coffee, top Arabica grade. Why is it so hard for me to pronounce that? Arabica.
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 All right, it's the top.
It's a funny word.
It is.
And you're not
really
a coffee drinker.
That's
so
true.
You know.
All right. Anyway, so if you want to support yourself in your quest for really good coffee, go to the BuzzBox box at DougStefan.com, right hand side of most every page.
Now that's hard
on
to say.
What?
BuzzBox box.
BuzzBox box.
It's actually fun.
Right. Right, exactly. BuzzBox box at DougStefan.com. BuzzBox coffee, roasted, packaged, shipped, and on your doorstep within 48 hours of you picking up the phone to call 866-456-7805. That's 866-456-7805. Or simply go to DougStefan.com, click on the BuzzBox, order your first pound of coffee free. BuzzBox coffee. Get on the action and get on the good coffee.
Pets love exploring the backyard, and while letting Fluffy and Fido out may cut down on fur balls on the carpet, they could be bringing unwanted guests back inside. That's why the National Pest Management Association, the NPMA, reminds homeowners to check pets' fur for fleas and ticks after they've been out in the yard or at the park. Aside from looking for signs of fleas and ticks, pet owners can take preventive steps. First, keep the lawn cut short and gardens maintained. Fleas and ticks often hide in tall grass, waiting for a host to walk by. Second, be sure to groom long-haired pets to prevent pests from latching on. Third, be on the lookout for skin irritations or changes in behavior. And finally, talk with a veterinarian to see whether preventative medication is recommended for your pet. If you suspect your home has an infestation of any type of pest, be sure to contact a licensed professional to identify and recommend a course of treatment. You can find a professional in your area by visiting www.pestworld.org.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Cheers.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsibly.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Thought for the day today, to be content with little is hard. To be content with much, impossible. That true with you? Think about that just a moment or two as you think about what it's like to go to the bathroom at work. How many of you... Good segue, huh?
Yeah.
If you work at the Water Saver Faucet Company... When you got to go, you might not want to go. This is a company in Chicago which has installed a new system that monitors how many times people go to the bathroom. The reason I brought this up is because, Richie, I saw this the other day. And Richie has, and Michael Fortier, who's a part of our program, frequently goes to the elimination room.
I could set my clock by Michael and his bathroom breaks.
But all right. He pretty much just number ones it, right?
No, he's all over the place, I think.
Really?
Hey. Yeah, Michael, don't mind if we discuss your bathroom breaks, do you?
Because I think number two at work is really tough.
All right, so this company, through its HR department, started to monitor how much time their employees go to the bathroom. And if you go too often, you get penalized.
I'm entering Michael into this contest.
All right.
Well, you know why? Because some of these people are taking their phones in the bathroom just to tape work.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hanging out.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
Or they're taking a little nap.
So now the local Teamsters Union is suing this company that represents 80 workers at a plant, manufacturers, sink fixtures, that sort of thing. Employees who don't use extra breaks get $1 a day bonus. If you go to the bathroom, you get regular... If you go to the bathroom 10 times a day... And there are some people who do that. I think Michael's one of them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And then there's a penalty to pay for that.
Michael might go 10 times an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, the union represented employees had to start swiping their badges to get into the washroom. The company went that far. So that means that they're monitoring, obviously with the swiping, what's going on. They also are monitoring how much toilet paper is being used in the stall and whether or not the johns are completely flushed. So one person at a time goes into the john, and then some inspector goes in after you to see if you have done what you're supposed to. Today they monitor when
you
wash
like
your
that
hands.
Job.
Yeah, how do you get that job? What's it say on your business card?
What?
Toilet sanitary monitor. Bathroom inspector.
And this, by the way, this company, the average rate to pay is $14 an hour. And so what they're doing is they're docking you for more trips to the bathroom, and if you don't clean up the bathroom, and that's what the union is suing them for, because they don't think, this is a story from the Chicago Trib last week, the excessive bathroom breaks is tantamount to lost productivity, plus you're wasting the company's water when you flush the toilet. All of these things. Who would have thought?
Here's the question, though.
That you'd get into this much minutia. Yeah, what's the question?
You got a person who takes too many smoke breaks versus a person that takes too many pee breaks. How can I fault Michael for going to the bathroom every 15 minutes?
Right.
What are you
going to
do?
Yeah. You know?
Gotta
go. You
he eats
go.
A stack of bananas here like a monkey. He's got to go.
Yeah.
Right. He drinks coffee like it's gone out of business.
And you can trust that Michael's not in there texting people.
Right. He barely uses his... I don't even think he knows how to use his cell phone.
This doesn't happen at your workplace. Be thankful, apparently. This is what the future holds.
The lesson here is don't hire monkeys that drink too much coffee.
And 21 after the hour, food for thought on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
It's a festival of conversation, entertainment, infotainment. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, so Richie has something up his sleeve that he wants to share with all of us.
You know, every day we all click on about a dozen videos that we see on Facebook, and some of them are good, some of them are not so good. And I found one that's great, and Doug, it's right up your alley. A guy decided that he was going to quit his job at a Starbucks and decided he'd do it in style. And I think he got a little help from Steve Harvey with some backup singers. He walked into the Starbucks.
Evening, everybody. Derek, Jake, everyone. I got an announcement to make, and I got my friends here to help me out.
It looks like the Pips behind him.
Guys, hit it.
This is at a Starbucks.
Yes.
Quitting his job today.
Steve Harvey's very clever. Very good. So this happened where, Richie?
I don't know where it is specifically it happened. Here's the big finish. Singing there.
Really?
But he has what looks like the four tops behind him. Guys in orange sport coats dressed to the nines.
I quit.
Hey, man, do it in style, right?
That's it.
Very good job.
All right, so why did he starting his own entrepreneurial donut shop? Is that it?
It didn't say in the song what
he
doing.
In the song, he said he's opening a coffee shop.
That's what I thought.
Oh, okay. Right. I didn't hear that one.
All right, so let's save this for later on when we have the My Cool Inventions coverage.
Okay.
Use that as inspiration. Speaking of inspiration, our videos of the day every day are aimed at inspiring you, getting you to think about things or experience stuff that's just kind of fun or challenging. Our video today at DougSteffen.com comes from a couple of people on a kayak as they paddled through a marine sanctuary off the coast of Argentina. Amazing. Look at this video. Amazing.
Yeah.
Seeing them approach a pod of whales, and a bit scary, too, when one of the whales picks the kayak up on its back. Man, you see that. There is no audio for this. But I think there's a track that's in Spanish, but you've got to see. This is one of those things. That's why we do the video of the day, because the information there is something you've got to see. You wouldn't believe it unless you saw it. So you can, we can talk about it till, and use your imagination until you're blue in the face, but seeing is believing. So check out the video of the days at DougStephan.com. We keep them all. Matter of fact, last couple of weeks, we've had a few videos from Weird Al Yankovic, who is, for the first time in 30 years, on the charts again. Weird Al is actually number one.
Yeah,
the number one album. I think this is probably his best release ever.
Yeah, right. It's called Mandatory Fun, number one on the Billboard 200 chart. First comedy to be at the top of the chart since 1963.
Wow. So I
just keep what's still on. This is his parody of Royals by Lord called Foil. And I take it home.
Save it for later. But I like this one. It's called Tacky.
You know what was genius about this?
Right.
Is that he released a new song every day on a different website.
Right, yeah, on a different social website. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And now, this morning he was co-hosting on the Today Show for a couple of minutes. I mean, the guys, he hit it big on this one.
He's coming back again. So, he's in the same league as
Oil.
Alan Sherman and Steve Martin, who had wild and crazy results. Good fun. There are a couple of other guys during the 60s that had some comedy albums that showed up, but this is the first time it's happened in a long time.
But
so congratulations to Weird Al. A refreshing herbal tea. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support My Eastley Farm. Go to DougStephan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Chrissy DeSopo loves to garden. She's good at it, too. So good that her gardens have been featured in magazines like Country Living and Better Homes and Gardens. For 20 years, the Connecticut woman held garden tours to raise money for local charities. The tours became so popular that she raised nearly $200,000 for a variety of charities. But in the summer of 2012, a woman on the tour tripped on a walkway, hurt her ankle, and filed a claim for her injury. Then the woman's husband threatened to sue for his own pain and suffering that he claimed was linked to his wife's hurt ankle. DeSopo, who makes a living as a painter, said that's when she realized she could lose her home because of a lawsuit. So, reluctantly, she decided to end her garden tours. Let's be fair. Excessive litigation in America affects many more people than just those who are directly sued. It affects charities, community groups, and many others, too. Find out how we're all affected. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCA.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What's new today, Thursday, the 24th of July? Doug Steffen Good Day program on the air with a focus on what's going on in the world, what's going on in your life. Help yourself to 888-302-DOUG if you'd like to, or email to Rich or Ken or Doug or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. The essence of a lot of flying news today, but with everybody's focus on the plane that was shot down, another Malaysian airliner gone last week. Then there's the story today, Jennifer, of a plane that was being operated over Africa that seems to have gone poof.
Yeah, Air Algérie is the airline name, but it was being operated on behalf of Swift Air.
Other way around,
right,
yeah.
Swift Air was being operated on behalf of Air Algérie, carrying 116 people from Burkina Faso to Algeria's capital, and it just disappeared from radar again. So there are search efforts going on right now. They lost track about 9:17 p.m. on Wednesday. So there you go.
All right.
It's an MD-83 with 118 people on it.
Yep. Old MD. Well, those planes are the old MD-80s. But they were the DC-9, and then they became the MD-80, and they're still in use in America. American Airlines uses them. Delta uses them. There are a lot of them in the sky.
And just to correct myself, it left at 9:17 p.m. on Wednesday. It was supposed to arrive at 1:10 a.m. Eastern time today. It never made it. So,
17-year-old Harris Suleiman of Indiana was trying to circumnavigate the globe in a record 30 days. Teenage pilot by himself,
wow,
trying to set the world record. His plane crashed in the Pacific last night. 17 years old. Is that something that you as a parent?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to let your child go out in a plane to be the youngest person to circumnavigate the globe? I don't know much about the plane. Don't know much about him, actually. I remember vaguely seeing something about this. Somebody trying. There's always someone who's trying to break a record. And one wonders what is in it for, in this circumstance, this youngster. Okay, so if you're successful, swell. But if you're not, look at what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And recovered his body, still searching for 58-year-old Babar Suleiman. I guess somebody was with him.
Yeah. Yeah. But he was the pilot. Mm-hmm. And there's Meredith has a brother whose son is a helicopter pilot and a licensed airplane pilot, and he's not old enough to drive.
Isn't that funny?
Interesting, yeah, really. You get a license to fly a plane or to fly a helicopter, but you don't, you know, you're younger than a driver. I guess there's no rule or regulation as to how old you have to be in order to. This kid had been flying for 3 years. So that means he started when he was 14. What do you think about that?
Wow.
Flying an airplane. Should there be rules and regulations on this?
I mean, I think it's great to learn that. I mean, that's, I think it's fabulous. I mean, it's a healthy hobby to have but to let your kid go by themselves.
Yeah, it was with his father, though.
Father.
Yeah, yeah. But to fly and do this whole, I don't know. It's a tough one. But hey, maybe they thought they were safe. They thought nothing would happen.
Well, of course they did. Obviously. That's why they did it.
Right. They're doing it to raise money for schools in Pakistan.
Mm. I don't understand the breaking record mentality. You know how there's some people that are just determined to get into the Guinness Book of World Records.
Hmm.
I want to be the best at something.
There's something we are
doing. Even if it's the weirdest thing that you've ever heard
of. Eating marshmallows or pooping or something.
Yeah. All right, here is something, as long as we're in the air. Story at DougStephan.com today. The search underway for a missing man in, I think it was Wisconsin, wasn't it? Yeah. And so they put out a search party. Fellow had been missing, and an older man had dementia, just walked away from his home. 82 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it does. Fitchburg, Wisconsin is the place. So instead of continuing the search and rescue, somebody hired a drone, and the drone found the guy in 20 minutes. The story at DougStephan.com. New use for drones.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, you may.
Why don't we just put microchips in these people?
What, old
like
people?
We do our dogs. If they run away, they get lost at the pound. They put the thing over them. They wind them. You put an RFID chip in them that uh-huh. has a sensor in. You open your iPhone. There's an app.
Uh-huh.
I lost Papa. Turn it on. Beep, beep, beep. There he is. He's home safe and sound.
Daddy, daddy, daddy.
Hey, let me tell you something.
This solved a world
the
problem.
The day my
Rich.
Mother starts wandering out, I mean, my mom is mentally 100% there, doing great, the whole healthy as well. But the day she starts wandering out of the house and not being able to find her way home, mm-hmm. I'm putting a chip in her.
There you go, Richie.
Chipper.
I'm not going to lose my
Love
mama.
Yourself. All right, weather in the news today. The weather, the World Weather Report suggests today that the world, has set another heat record, breaking the record that was set in May. And once again, these stories and related stories don't tell you anything other than, as long as records have been kept. Well, records only go back to the 1880s.
Right.
Yeah, so you don't know what happened there.
Just ask the dinosaurs what they thought about the weather.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Or, I was watching Nova last night, the story about how reptiles developed, fish developed, and how the first beings started walking on land. It looked a lot like alligators, and they were pretty gross. I mean, most of the things that have occupied this planet in terms of how these things looked are pretty gross, pretty ugly, pretty scary. Some of those fish with jaws.
Think about what they think of you.
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty good looking.
Oh.
Well, ask a fish what they think of you.
Yeah.
They might not have the same, you know.
That's what I mean. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
So, with regard to the heat records, why is it? Is it my mind that's telling me this year we've had more of these crazy cucamongas that are leaving their dogs in the car, their children in the car? There was a story that floated around a couple of weeks ago that I don't think we talked about on the air about some to go back to the guy that goes got lost, the 80-year-old guy that Richie thinks he should have had a chip put in him. There was a fellow that took his father out for a day trip, and the son stopped for a drink or something, left his father in the car, shut the car off, windows are up, the guy dies in the car. So now here's a group of shoppers in Texas who smashed out the window of a car to save two children who were trapped inside of it. Their mother was inside getting a haircut on a day when the temperature was pushing 100 degrees. What kind of person is so absent that they can do this? How are you so lost in yourself? And that's kind of, we all know people like this, who are so selfish, self-motivated, self-centered, whatever it is you want to call them, that they don't think of anybody but themselves. But in this circumstance, how do you live in a world where you have people in the car, and you get out of the car with somebody in the back seat, you close the car, and you lock it, and you put the windows up, and leave these beings in the car? Dogs, children,
anything.
Yeah, it's beyond comprehension. It is more than you can possibly imagine going on with these people. And what do you think is the reason for it? It's just food for thought, I think, under the circumstances. So, speaking of circumstances, a lot of people are concerned about all of the hoopla in the Middle East. Israel and Hamas at it again. So we're going to spend some time with a fellow who is an expert in this part of the world. Elliot Abrams will join us in just a matter of moments here on Good Day with a focus on Israel and the war with Hamas. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. This morning when you got out of bed, were you on the right side of the bed or were you on the left side of the bed? And if you have a partner in the bed with you on a constant basis, what side of the bed do you sleep on? You see, each and every one of us have a pattern and a habit, and when we go to sleep at night, we've probably done this for years, we've slept on the same side of the bed. Well, I want to try an exercise, and that is, this evening, I want you to switch places. Oh my gosh, is that going to be traumatic? Everybody sleeps on the other side of the bed. And that is so important because once you learn how to break a lifelong habit and you begin to understand basically how easy it is, then look at all the other habits in your life that you're going to be able to change. So tonight, sleep on the other side of the bed. Wake up and say, I'm a changed person. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program at 16 before the hour. Jennifer and Richie and I have Elliot Abrams, who is a senior fellow for the Middle Eastern Studies Department at the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington. The situation with Egypt trying to broker a peace deal, not being very successful. Is that because the government of Egypt isn't the old standby, Elliot? Is that part of the problem here?
It is, from the point of view of Hamas. That is, this new government, President Sisi, formerly General Sisi, is very hostile to the Muslim Brotherhood. Hamas is part of the Muslim Brotherhood. So Hamas sees them not so much as a broker, but as an enemy, kind of the way they see us.
So, under the circumstances, what do we need to know about this ongoing battle? Is it showing signs of dissipating? I noticed that Mayor Bloomberg went over there, first private plane to land in the Tel Aviv airport, the Ben-Gurion airport, after flights, 700 flights were canceled the day before. There's a lot of support coming from around the world for the Israelis. And, of course, there is support for Hamas and the Palestinians. So where does this thing go? What's the next step here?
Well, my view is that there will be a ceasefire. Three, 4 more days, and I guess the Israelis want that time to blow up more of these tunnels. These are
there are like hundreds of either. They're finding hundreds of people in these tunnels, aren't they? Terrorists in the tunnels.
Yep, and what they're finding is these are not smuggling tunnels. Hamas had smuggling tunnels from Gaza into Egypt, but this is not for smuggling. These tunnels are just for attacking and kidnapping. So the Israelis really want the time to blow these up. Hamas wants doesn't want this to end with a ceasefire, wants it to end with various benefits for Gaza, new economic investment and so forth. My guess is that 3-4 more days, there will be a deal in which there's a ceasefire. There's an agreement about opening the passages to Gaza and lots of aid for Gaza, and it's never implemented. That's my guess.
What do you say? Never implemented by the people who promise, who sign law. Like America has offered $57 million out of the USAID slush fund to help the people in Gaza that have been, their homes have been destroyed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, so to help them reestablish homes. Is that the kind of stuff you're talking about? We promise and then don't deliver?
Well, mostly I'm talking about opening these passages, because it'll be too hard to set up, customs and immigration and inspections and so forth. No, I mean, our money will be given. I'm not so keen on that either, frankly, because $15 million of it goes through UNRWA, the UN agency that deals with the Palestinians. Yesterday we just found another school, another UN school, that was based for rockets. So obviously they can't be trusted. I don't know why we're putting money through them.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me either. All right, Elliot, thank you. Elliot Abrams with a quick update on what's going on in the Middle East. He worked and supervised U.S. policy in the Middle East for the Bush administration. 13 before the hour, Jennifer checks television news next year on Good Day.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super exciting.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you can get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere.
Are you even listening? Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated. There was 57 channels
and nothing on. Okay, let's get to the latest. I was noticing that television is changing so much. I don't know, it was me noticing. I didn't wake up today and think, wow, look at all the people that are watching Game of Thrones or The Walking Dead or House of Cards or all these things that are being delivered on non-network, in non-network ways, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. And biggest, the Game of Thrones, which is a horrible show. My God, it's so violent.
Hey. Beloved, though.
I do. Why is it? Well, it's a whole different philosophy.
Sorry, yeah.
Anyway, so they're up for lots of awards. The Comic-Con reality is something else. And these shows and a lot of the other shows.
Starts this week, yep.
Yeah, it's 24. It is big.
It's a big thing. And what they have are these panel discussions. So it's a regular convention where you can walk the floor and people sell things. But they also have these little panels where 24 will be out there. Like the whole cast of 24, Once Upon a Time will be out there. All of the big shows that have a lot of cult following will be out there. And they'll talk about what happened in the last season, what's going to happen in the next season, if there's a future for the show. So it's kind of it's a fun time for TV lovers to hear without having to deal with all the hoopla, what really is going on behind the scenes, programming that you like.
And
it's interesting also that TV has become such a viable thing. It used to be that it was like second-class citizens to movies, but now movie stars are coming to TV in droves. Jessica Biel is the latest.
They want the regular hours and paycheck.
Exactly. She's coming now to Fox's New Girl. She's guest starring as the hottest scientist in the world. That's according to E! News.
Mm-hmm.
She last appeared on TV in Seventh Heaven, which is where her career got started, but that was years ago. So she's going to play an obstacle in Jess's mission to get lucky at a wedding.
That's a funny show.
It is. It's a very cute show. It starts, the new season starts September 16th. Also headed for TV, Portia de Rossi, Ellen's Mrs. Ellen. She's booked a multi-episode arc on Scandal's fourth season. That's according to TV Guide. And
That's a good show.
Yeah, it's a great show. People love it. It comes back September 25th.
What's the show?
Scandal.
Scandal.
Oh, Scandal.
Yeah, people
That's
love
very
that
good show.
Show. Even the president
and
watches.
CBS.
President confirms that Stephen Colbert, when he takes over for David Letterman, will stay in New York. So LA is still without a major show.
So not excited for that.
Nobody cares. 51, well, maybe Stephen Colbert cares. 51 after on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Giving you access to information and advice, the Doug Steffen Good Day program now proudly presenting Thomas Q. Kreitler, who is the author of My Home, My Money Pit, My Country, My Flag, My Father, My Mother, My Everything. If you want a guide to every home improvement adventure that's possible, I want to check out The Money Pit, which is a nationally syndicated weekend program around the country. Tom has established himself as the ooh-la-la of home improvement specialists. Whenever anybody asks the question of Tom before he answers it, he goes, ooh-la-la.
I have to add that to my business card.
Yes, ooh-la-la. Mr. ooh-la-la. Okay, let's see here. Richie, we need a minute or are we all set?
Nah, I keep it for time.
Okay. Kevin in New York writes to Mr. Kreitler, my home was built in 1969, and the upstairs lights sometimes flicker when they are first turned on. Stops after a couple of seconds, but I'm concerned, should I be?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you should.
The reason the lights are flickering is because there is a loose connection, a deteriorated connection, an overheated connection. And here's the other thing in that question, Doug, and that is he mentions that his home was built in 1969. Do you know that between 1965 1965 and 1972 or 73. Millions of homes were built with aluminum branch circuit wiring, and that's bad stuff.
Yeah.
Because the aluminum wiring that we use for big circuits like air conditioners and dryers is fine, but the branch circuit, the 15 and 20 amp circuits, it loosens up, it overheats, it oxidizes, and it causes fires. So you need to get to the bottom of that, Kevin. It's usually not a light. It's probably in the circuit, and it's got to be fixed.
Yep. Fix it now or pay later.
Exactly.
Jack, who's in Mississippi, writes, I recently redid my kitchen, got a new stove. Now I seem to have more of a greasy film and everything after I cook. Is this a ventilation problemo?
It may very well be a ventilation problem. You know, the vent fans that, especially the ones that are built into newer stoves today, don't seem to work all that well.
Right.
And if you've got a recirculating vent fan, you've really got a bigger problem because all they really do is take the debris out of the air, the smoke, and some of the grease, but they redeposit the rest back on. The best kind of ventilation system today is one that vents out, and not even the standard fans, the inexpensive fans that they sell in the home centers and hardware stores. Those more keep the cabinets from overheating, you know, because they are sort of a layer of fire protection between the stove and the wood cabinet above. You really need to upgrade that to one that has a more powerful fan pulling out more cubic feet per minute.
All right. We're looking at some new stoves here. I have a new regime in charge here. So new stove, new washer, new dryer, all that
all
stuff.
Right.
And it's an education to go to the appliance store and look and see what's there. I haven't bought it. I don't buy on my own. I haven't bought a new appliance. My dryer in this house was the original dryer that was put in here 1979.
Sure, that's fairly efficient.
Well, you know what's interesting about washer and dryer purposes, Doug, is that what you want to do is concentrate on a high-efficiency washer. The dryers are really just as efficient as they always have been.
Yeah.
The difference is that
with
the high-efficiency washers, they take so much moisture out of the clothes that the dryers run less, and that's how you get the efficiency out of the dryer.
See, Richie? See?
Meanwhile, you have an 80-year-old refrigerator that you pay about $100 a month.
That refrigerator is gone.
Oh, okay.
Another one.
Along right with all the 50-year-old food in it.
Here is Mr. Burke who suggests, or here's his statement. My attic has a pine board floor and minimal insulation. I would like to add more insulation, but I'm not sure of my options. Would I have to remove the old insulation and rip up the floor? How does he?
I mean, not necessarily
blown in, right?
Well, yes and no. Here's the thing: if you want to use some of that pine board floor for storage, I would sort of mark that off, reserve that, and then you could add unfaced fiberglass bats on top of that floor in the rest of the area, thereby neglecting the task of having to actually remove that floor. It'd be a shame to remove it. You could add insulation on top of it. Just leave an area cut out in the middle for the storage because you don't want to compress the insulation. If you squish it, it doesn't work.
So I'm finding, as again, the new regime is here, going through a lot of things, old paper and boxes and stuff, and I never even thought about how bugs get into paper.
Yes.
There's some boxes that have been up in the attic for years, and they're just, it's creepy.
Yeah, you get
silverfish stuff
like that.
What do they do? What are those things?
Silverfish.
Where do they come from? Yeah, what do they do?
Where they eat the paper, you know. I mean,
they don't do a lot of harm, do they?
They don't really, they just kind of gross you out.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, but it still is. I have a lady who's easily grossed out by that.
Exactly.
So everything's getting chucked. Bring the dumpster in. Get rid of all that stuff.
Hi, Tom's theme song. I found it.
Ooh la la. Tom Kreitler, co-host of the nationally syndicated Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, along with Leslie Segretti. Check it out. You can check out their website, moneypit.com. Call them anytime, day or night, for the question. They'll answer it on the show, 888-MONEY-PIT, 59 after on.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.